Jays with a big one today. You see that catch by Kiermaier in the second?
Yeah.
What a catch. Like, this dude, he had that surgery, you know, last summer, late last season. And remember, we had him on, and he was still rehabbing. Like, he was still making his way back. But he was convincing us and the world. He's like, I'm going to be back, and I'm still going to be a machine. Like, I am going to be an absolute vacuum in center field. What a catch he made today. Gausman pitches another gem. The Jays with a win off to New York to play the Mets starting tomorrow night. Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's our Blue Jay reporter, Scott Mitchell. You were down there at the park, Scotty. What was that catch like live, Kiermaier to end the second?
Yeah, it might have been the best catch I've ever seen, not going to lie. It's always fun when guys climb walls, but nobody thought he was getting to that. And, you know, even I went and talked to KK after the game, and he was like, yeah, I'm surprised I even caught that. And, you know, John Schneider said the, you know, kind of the reaction in the dugout was holy S. So, yeah, that was unbelievable. And look, two things, you know, it's been a very, very savvy signing. I think everyone questioned it at the time. And, you know, the question is still, can he stay healthy for the final 4 months? And, you know, I had the back thing the other day and really recovered from that pretty quickly. So that's a good sign. But look, man, he's hitting over 300. He's slugging over 500. He looks 27 out there in center field. So, you know, nice little move so far for the Blue Jays.
Scotty, Hayes mentioned earlier in the show, he just said, you wonder where the Jays would be without Gausman. And it seems like a lot of the pitching staff, there's been crisis management. I think that's the only way you could basically describe it. And this guy is kind of, he's had his own little hiccups, but he's been a stud, hasn't he?
Yeah, two blow-ups, two bad starts, and, you know, the other 10 have been pretty much dominant. I mean, this is his fifth double-digit strikeout game today, and, you know, one of his final pitches in the seventh inning there was 99, and that's, you know, the hardest pitch he's thrown in 6 or 7 years. So yeah, he was dialed in today, and you can tell from the beginning when his just the action his splitter gets and the types of swings that he's getting on it. You know, you knew today was going to be one of those high K days for him. And, you know, it's really, today was this win was a microcosm of the season. It's, you know, the four guys that have really either met or exceeded expectations this year, you know, Bichette and Chapman, you know, with a much needed homer in that first inning, and then Gausman and Kiermaier defensively. Those are the four guys I think on this roster you can look at and say they either met or exceeded expectations. And, you know, I'm not sure there's too many names, you know, that would join them.
We were talking last hour. Would you characterize Bichette maybe as their MVP so far as well as he's hit and been very consistent?
Absolutely. You know, it's not just the Jays MVP. You can put this guy in the league-wide MVP talk at this point, you know, with the offensive numbers and, you know, quietly, because we never talk about it when it looks good for a stretch, is, you know, quietly the defense has been pretty solid, because you only talk about that when there's, you know, glaring mistakes. And, you know, when you're not talking about Bo's defense, that means he's making the routine plays, and that's kind of what you ask of him. And, yeah, he's been unbelievable. And, you know, without him, it'd be an under 500 team and, you know, kind of really swimming upstream for these final 4 months.
With Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter. Jays getting past Milwaukee 3-1 earlier this afternoon. They take 2 of 3 against the Brewers, off to New York playing the Mets tomorrow night. Scotty's got something up on TSN.ca now that we've turned the page into June here, you know, looking back on May and throughout the early parts of the season, why maybe the Jays have underachieved. And number one on your list, and I think everyone would agree with this, is the regression of Alek Manoah. And last night, you know, felt like a tipping point, not the way he pitched, but I thought his body language, I thought the way he was interacting with people in the dugout was strange last night. Like, it looked like he was trying to get someone to convince them that it was okay. And he was very vulnerable after the game. Schneider even alluded to that. You're around this guy a lot. You know, it's tough, man. Like, he's wearing it right now, isn't he, Scotty? Like, he really looks like he's in a bad place.
Yeah, no, you kind of nailed it. I mean, this is a young kid getting baseballed right now. He's figuring out how tough this sport is after, you know, two seasons of kind of cruising to all-star games and, you know, playoff starts and opening day starts without many hiccups. And the sport is a really hard sport to play. It's an absolute grind, you know, at the best of times for these guys. And yeah, look, I've been noticing this for a while. I mean, his confidence and demeanor on the mound have completely changed. And it's not just on the mound, too. It's, you know, in the clubhouse. You know, he's in the back corner, you know, where, you know, some of the starting pitchers are, and it's just a completely different vibe back there this year than when he was dealing, you know, for his entire career. Just, you know, much more open to, you know, conversation. You hear him much more in the clubhouse. He's going through right now, and he doesn't have any answers, and that's the hard part for him and the Blue Jays, because, you know, there's really no real answer, and I kind of outlined it the other day in a column. You know, it's a snowball effect. It starts with the velocity being down. He's down a full tick, you know, so that has been evident since opening day, and that hasn't changed really. You know, it's ebbed and flowed a little bit, but it just, there's really no signs of that stuff, that pure stuff coming back from last season at this point. So, you know, you talk about that, and then, you know, he's lost mechanics at times, which could be something to do with the velocity dropping as well. And then, you know, when he's getting hit and not having those results, now he's lost his confidence as well. So everything has just completely snowballed on him. And, you know, statistically, he's been one of the worst pitchers in the league. And look, man, I didn't have this on my bingo card. And you know, I'm the type of guy that knows anything can happen in baseball. And, you know, this is, it's a shock to anyone watching. And unfortunately, it's a shock to the Blue Jays right now because they don't have an answer.
Scotty, instead of saying the old kind of Joe fan routine where it's like Doc Halliday had to go down and fix his stuff, like, do you have any other kind of recent examples of a stud pitcher that just kind of lost their way, and what did they do to get it back? I don't know. I can't personally think of any examples, but like, I guess the question is, what does this guy have to do to get his game back? Is it like, I always wonder, what does the minors do? Like, going down to AAA, what does that do for his mechanics, his overall play? Why facing those guys would be better than big league hitters? Like, I just wonder what the solution is or what they're thinking the solution is.
Yeah, every once in a while, oh, you come up with a genius question. And look, I mean, that's the, you know, there's so many things to unpack there. You know,
what do you mean once in a while?
Every once in a while. He's right. Yep, every once in a while.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if anyone's going to fight, you know, with regularity if I said that, but, you know, it's a compliment. I think you should just take it.
Okay. Yeah, chew on that compliment. Now, go ahead,
good
Scott.
Question. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the idea of giving him a break in the minor leagues, it's just there's, you know, this game is such a results-oriented business, so you can go down there and look at the process more than results because it doesn't matter. So that would be the idea there, and you know, the Halliday question is interesting because every time it's been brought up, you know, kind of around the ballpark, I say, yeah, you know, Roy Halliday did it. And there's not a lot of other examples. I think a real good one off the top of my head is Max Scherzer. I know he had to go down after coming up with Arizona early in his career. It wasn't for a long time, but it was kind of a similar situation a little bit with the command. He was walking a lot of guys. I know that. So, you know, it's just to kind of give him a mental break. And that's where I kind of sit right now wondering, you know, if they have to do something, which I would say, I don't know that on the verge would be the right way to describe it, but another dud or two, and you're going to have to kind of start looking at something. And, you know, it's no coincidence they've lined up Bowden Francis in the minor leagues, who's probably their best option right now, which is not saying a lot if you had to replace Manoah. So he's pitching on the same day down in Buffalo right now, and that's no coincidence. So I don't know that the answer is the minors. I don't know that it's, you know, just some sort of phantom IL stint. So if you send him to the minors, he's got to stay down for 10 days at least. If you IL him, he's got to be gone for 15. You know, you can work in the bullpen here, again, away from the spotlight. You know, if you ask me, I don't think it's getting better until the stuff returns, until that he finds that tick of velo and is able to, you know, get his fastball back up over the major league average. And along with it comes, you know, a little extra snap on the slider, a little extra confidence, things like that. Until I see that velo return and that stuff look as sharp as it did last year, you know, I don't know that it's just a confidence thing or a mechanics thing. So, like I said, I don't think there's an answer. And with the Blue Jays not having, you know, ready-made rotation options like, say, the Atlanta Braves or, you know, the LA Dodgers or something like that, you just kind of roll him out there and hope he, you know, can put together 5+ and give you a chance to win right now.
Scotty, what if it's a pitch clock issue? Then what?
Well, then you gotta find a solution. And, you know, there's obviously not a lot of easy ones in that scenario. And look, I mean, I've had people say to me too, you know, they think he's out of shape, and that's really kind of affecting his mechanics as well. When you combine that with the pitch clock, the faster pace, you know, I know people don't want to hear that in this day and age, but, you know, when he comes in looking a little bit different than he did last year and the stuff is down and he can't hold his mechanics, can't repeat his mechanics, you know, I think everything's on the table right now. And yeah, you got to find that stuff. You got to find that repetition with the delivery again. And yeah, you got to figure out, you know, how to deal with that pitch clock and up the pace. And I thought when he was at his best last year, he pitched with pace, he pitched with intent, and he kind of, you know, controlled that pace. And you definitely don't see that this year. And I don't think it's just the pitch clock, but like I said, it's a snowball effect of so many different things. And that's why they haven't been able to fix him for 2 months.
Where are you at with Nate Pearson? Do you think he's starting to round in and, you know, become a reliable pitcher for them?
Yeah, reliable is a good way to put it. He's kind of turning himself into that. And, you know, John Schneider kind of talked about it in his pregame meeting with us today. He's definitely kind of, you know, sticking his nose into kind of that high leverage scenario right now with, you know, Jimmy Garcia, Tim Mesa, and obviously Jordan Romano and Eric Swanson. So, yeah, the command has looked good. The walks are down. You know, I think he's kind of finding his comfort zone again against major league hitters. And, you know, that's probably the most encouraging part of all this is, you know, he's been away from the big leagues for so long, and to come in and, you know, kind of work his way into, you know, some later inning scenarios, you know, this early on without too many command hiccups. That's a really good sign that he's going to, you know, really settle into this role and, you know, kind of like we've all envisioned, you know, probably be a real dominant piece at the back end of the bullpen at some point. And look, if it happens this summer down the stretch, you know, that might change, you know, the priorities for the Blue Jays at the deadline if Nate Pearson is, you know, kind of that high octane back of the bullpen arm that everyone thinks he can be.
Scotty, with this weather heating up, are you shedding gear and dialing up the rollerblades?
Well, you know what? I got some good news. I just got cleared to play basketball the other day from the old torn ACL in my 40s. So, yeah, I'm debating strapping those blades up, you know, when it's...
You and Jay Onright, just no tarps and blading.
Yeah, when you can pull the tarp off for the first time after a Canadian winter, you know, that gets me going these days.
Yeah, that lakeshore is calling your name, man. Just cruising down the lakeshore. I love it.
Are you hairy chest guy, Scotty?
Oh yeah, I trim up though. I'm a manscaper.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. Shout out.
Holy crap!
I love it.
That is a veteran 700 NHL game experience.
He doesn't want to look like a bear. That's what it is.
You just got to keep it in check. Like, come on now. I'm not talking, you know, Michael Phelps style. I'm just talking like, you know, just like. When you're going to public.
Yeah, you're a public figure. You're a public figure,
Scott.
Yeah,
exactly.
People have to know what's up. We love it. All right, buddy. Thanks for doing this. We'll do it again soon.
All right, cheers, fellas.
Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Check out Maple Toyota's pre-owned inventory. Arriving daily, it's time to Toyota. Visit MapleToyota.com.
We used to have... I won't say the organization since I played for so many, but there was this CFO that would come down and he'd do a little workout and he'd do a shower just as the guys would arrive to the rink. So you'd walk in the back and he'd be in the shower, and he was a little guy, but he was the hairiest human I've ever seen. And I used to have the line every day, there's a bear in the shower, and he'd get so rattled. Like I would scream it, guys, there's a bear in the shower. And he would get so mad. He hated my guts, which is fine because I...
Is that good for your career? He had no power over that anyway.
No, he was the numbers guy, but it's still, I used to tease him every day. It was the same joke every day, but I loved it. I don't know why. It was an idiotic thing to do, but he was the hairiest.
Human.
He had hair from his eyeballs down.
If you're a hairy back guy, you would think, I got to get out of here before the fellas show up.
It was.
You know what I mean? Like,
It was hair everywhere.
That's where you need someone to be honest with you. Like, I saw over the weekend at the Grappler's wedding, you know, like Bic, your head guy, like the guy who takes it down right to the scalp.
Oh, yeah.
He missed, like, a massive chunk of the back of his
right
head.
Right in the back. He was sitting in
you
front
saw
of
him. You saw him. We were right behind the guy. I'm like, how did someone not go to him and say, dude, you missed a massive pelt on the back of your head?
That's why I had to tell Peter Laviolette the first time I met him. I'm like, dude, you got a giant booger right in your nose. Then the second time, you're flying low. And it's just, he hated my guts, but you know what? At least I was truthful.